Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and I am with both of my brothers, Terrell Jackson.
What's up?
And we got Taj Jackson.
Hello.
Taj, it looks like in your mind you're thinking of how you want to say hello.
It was, yeah.
Definitely. For those of you that don't know Taj, he likes to do a lot of different voices. I remember being young, Taj. Well, still today, I think you still do.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But when Taj will call you, I think the gig is up because, you know, now the cell phones tell you who it is. But back in the day when you didn't know who it was, Taj would take incredible pride and have incredible enjoyment calling in every type of voice, from an old man to a young lady to everything, to try to see how long he can get you to carry on in a conversation.
Yes.
Do you still do that, Taj?
100%.
You still works in today's time with your...
Usually people that call me, I'll answer the phone and then they like, is Taj there? Can I speak to... Yeah.
And then what will you do?
Then I'll say, hold on one sec.
And then and meanwhile, it's you the whole time.
Then I'm like, oh, I got you. And they're like, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Keeps me young.
Okay, good. Well, we're here live on the Power of Love radio show. And if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. We're going to be opening up questions and comments via Twitter. The handle, Taj?
Yes.
Is?
At DDJ Foundation.
So if you have questions, you can either tweet us there, where Taj is going to be checking it, or you can call us. We're opening up the phone lines today, and the phone number to call us is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. The disclaimer, I'm not going to even ask you, Terrell, because you're going to point it this way. We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it. We've been affected by it. And we are learning all the lessons. We're still learning. You know, it's funny because before this show, I knew I didn't know everything about loss and grief, but I'm realizing there is a lot to learn, even for me who thought I had a good handle on it. But like I said, we're not therapists. We're not licensed professionals. We're just ones who like to discuss the topic and share what we've learned with you. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not solely rely on us.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Our website is www.ddjf.org, and that's pretty much it. How was your guys' week?
Good.
Yeah? Anything
finally
going
had
on?
Finally had a baseball practice.
How's your team looking?
We have 12 on the team.
Okay.
And I think only about 9 of them showed up, 8 or 9. We'll be ready. It's opening day this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Already.
Because it got pushed back.
It got pushed back one week, but now it's this weekend.
Cool.
It's going to be fun. Adrian didn't have a practice, unfortunately. I got to learn the whole team over.
But his opening day Saturday, too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
So, yeah. It's going to be good. We're on the Angels.
Good.
And I love it.
Good.
It's a lot of fun.
It goes fast.
It brings back the childhood memories of when Pops used to
coach us,
and Mom would be in the bleachers, and we'd be running around the park. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Well, it goes fast, so enjoy it.
Yeah.
Taj Jackson, what did you do? Anything this week? Did you see Get Out?
Not yet.
How is that?
I haven't seen it.
That's scary. I heard it's great.
So I heard it's great, too.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing it. I watched the Academy Awards, which was exciting.
Exciting. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
How does that fiasco happen?
I wasn't talking about the fiasco.
Oh, that's what I want to talk about. I want to know, how does that happen?
You know, when things are live, it's real. I mean, I know what you're saying. It should be professional, and there's only, but you know,
I think that could have been avoided easily.
Easily. If someone's doing their job, that does not happen.
100%. If someone's doing their job.
But how do you... I mean, outside of the president and leaders of countries, that's probably the most important job of the night, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I think people...
Is the handout the proper envelope?
I think people get comfortable, too, though. I mean, I'm just guessing.
And obviously, wait, let me correct something. Obviously, there's way more important jobs before I get blasted off. Yeah, surgeons and doctors. But you guys get what I'm saying.
TJ said that.
That, Taj, the whole country is watching.
When you get comfortable. They've never had that mess up before. You know, out of 70 something years. So, you know, to them, it's probably was clockwork. It was probably like, oh, do this. You know,
and yeah. That's for best picture, right?
That's the granddaddy of the best awards. Picture. Yeah.
So basically what they should do is when you open the envelope,
explain what happened
say,
first.
Okay.
I mean, not everyone watches.
So let's explain what happened. You have the Oscars, which is the biggest award show of the country of the year. Outside of the Super Bowl, I'm going to guess it's the most watched television event, at least here in the States.
Mm-hmm. For a movie.
And for it's basically an award show celebrating movies. And the biggest award of the night is called the Big Best Picture, which mm-hmm. is like the best movie of the year. And Mr. Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway go up to do the presentation. And when they open up the envelope, they see... I mean, it's. I don't blame them. I really don't.
No, you can't blame them.
Because they're in a tough position. It's like they're already with their backs, the world's falling on them. And I feel bad for him because I don't want him being remembered for this. And he opened the envelope and it said...
But he handed it off.
Best Actress. He handled it to me as well as almost as you can.
No, I'm saying he didn't read it out. He was like, you do it.
Well... Yeah.
So technically, he didn't do anything wrong. He opened the envelope.
But you know what?
He's like, so I don't know about this.
It says Best Actress Emma Stone when the award should have been for Best Picture.
It says Emma Stone La La Land.
Okay, which is another issue, I guess.
So here's what I'm saying. You open the envelope, right? And on the paper, it should say Best Picture. The Academy Award for the Best Picture is blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
Like, you should read the whole thing.
It should say Best Picture. So, in hindsight, Beatty should have said, guys, I apologize. This is no joke. I need to talk to someone real quick.
But in hindsight. Should say that. If you just have an envelope and you open it up and it says, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Then you just read whatever. And there's nothing you can do. But if you say Best Picture is...
Well, the problem is when he passed it over to Miss Dunaway... She just saw La La Land. She didn't see that, you could tell she just glances quick and says what she sees. So she sees La La Land. To me, it's 100%, as far as we know, on the envelope giver. Because mm-hmm. Even if the guy who printed it never printed one, because we don't know if there was even a printed envelope, he should have said something. We don't even have an envelope for this. He had to give probably 20, this is his job, hand out 20 envelopes and know which envelope you're handing out. And he didn't do that. And the thing is, it's not like he's some 19-year-old kid who's texting or on Twitter. He's a senior or one of the partners in one of the biggest accounting firms in the nation.
Yeah.
So he...
Maybe he was texting and tweeting.
Well, there's reports that he was taking pictures backstage.
There you go.
But come on, man. I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, so it was a fiasco. Definitely was a fiasco.
So La La Land came out on stage and they started saying their thank yous, right?
Yeah, and you know what? This is actually, we could bring it back to Lost because they went from the best moment in their career... to, I'm going to guess, one of the biggest heartbreaks of their career when you think you've won the biggest award of the year, of your career, really.
That's tough.
And you ended up losing it. The way the producer of La La Land, Jordan Horowitz...
One of the producers, yes.
One of the mm-hmm. producers. The way he handled it has been commended mm-hmm. and celebrated, and I even tweeted about it. I thought he did an amazing job. He was very strong. He was very stoic. In when everyone else was scattered and and lost, and he took it it by the horns and basically graciously called up Moonlight, mm-hmm. but everyone's moment got lost in my opinion.
Yeah,
La La Land's we're now talking about that instead of the Moonlight, the film, and Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway and Jimmy Kimmel. Now we're talking about that. So it's just a disaster. But I thought it was actually a great show. I was actually...
It was an interesting show. Yeah. I mean, I love movies in general, so I like watching the Academy Awards.
Okay, well, we've been on a 10-minute rant about Oscars. No, not... You know what I mean.
You've been on a 10-minute rant.
It hasn't been 10 minutes, but it's been like 5 minutes. But we're 10 minutes into the show without discussing our topic. So, Terrell Jackson, you came up with this great topic, and you want to share it?
So, I was thinking maybe we should discuss Mementos. You know...
the candy?
It's funny because I actually had one of those right before here. And number two, that was one of mom's favorite candies.
Mentos?
Oh, it's called Mentos, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different.
Very different.
Wait, right?
Yeah, Mentos is the Mentos. Fruit candy, which I like. And then Mementos, is that another candy?
No, Todd just threw me a curveball. Yeah. All right, anyways. So, back on the topic. I thought we should discuss, you know, what people do with them. Pictures, personal belongings, anything like that.
And are you talking about mementos from like a lost loved one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because our situation, a lot of our fans know, we lost a lot of stuff that was in storage because once our mother passed, the home we were living in with our mom, we stayed at our grandmother's for a while. We didn't go back to our home, and everything in our home was packed up and put into a storage. And then, long story short, that stuff ended up being sold in auctions for Jackson memorabilia things.
In Vegas, yep.
In Vegas.
And videos are still coming out, which is...
Video, exactly. So we lost a lot of them. DJ, stop. So
who knows what else is going to come out, but the life of a Jackson.
But we lost a lot of stuff, and mom always took pictures.
Yeah.
So I don't really have that many photos.
Yeah.
Over time, I've started gathering, you know, either you would get it from Auntie Lourdes
or I would get it
back from storage.
Or I would get it from amazing fans.
Yes.
Who
yes.
would just graciously purchase and give them to us.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of us would like to thank you guys for doing that because it does mean a lot to us.
Very true. And it's funny because I get actually a lot of our photos off the internet,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, because that's all I have.
Mm-hmm.
When mom passed, I didn't really have a lot of photos around. I don't know why.
You don't have photos of mom up, pretty much?
When she first passed, mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of photos up. I don't think I had a lot of photos of mom,
mm-hmm.
but the ones I did have, I didn't put them up. I don't know why I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
do you put other family pictures up or every type of pictures?
I have a few. I have some pictures. It's not like everyone was up, but mom wasn't, you know? I don't have that many family pictures. Yeah. I have them now, you know? And I don't know. It's interesting because I have one of me and mom next to my bed. And there's one, actually Adrian was talking to me about it, of mom when she graduated downstairs. And I have a few throughout the house now. You know, but I didn't have them for a while. And I don't know. I was just thinking why that was. I don't know if it was because it was painful to look at and it took me to a place where I didn't want to go all the time. But now it's very important, not only for me, but my family, to know and see mom, you know?
I think pictures for a family to see mom is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And... Taj Jackson.
Yes.
Do you have pictures?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Did you put them up?
Yeah. I mean, I have whatever I have. You know, our collection, you know, as you guys know, is scarce. You know, we don't have that many pictures of mom, and you know, compared to what we should have. And so, for me, there's one picture of me and mom that's basically it's like on the table's top of my bathroom. Mm-hmm. So I see it every day when I brush my teeth or at night. But that's one of my favorite pictures because it's me and her. And
you put that up?
Yeah. Well, it's in like the...
Where is it, Tosh, from?
It's from Pettit. And it's like, it's a picture of me and her and in the background, you can see all Pops' awards, all his musical awards.
Yeah, I like that one.
So is it in that like room?
Yeah, the den room. And
that was the pink room, right? That was pink, mostly pink.
Yeah, pink. But it was, you know, that picture for me, because we were both smiling, and it's like, it just, and I'm younger, I think I'm 12 or 13, but it just reminds me of a good time and a good memory.
So, good memories. Taj, Tero, do you guys have anything else besides pictures that you've kept for either, for a loved one that you've lost?
Yeah.
And what are those objects? And real quick, this is the topic. So for our callers, our listeners, please call in at 323-203-0815. And we want to hear what kind of mementos you are keeping for your loved ones, and what the symbolism and what it means to you, and how you got it, and what you're planning for it.
Yeah, so I do. I have more than just pictures with mom. You know, clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have perfume.
Mm.
I mean, I just kept the bottle from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it, obviously, or spray it, but I have that and a few other things, you know. But I think one of my most prized possessions for mom is the cards that she would send.
I was just
send.
About to say that.
You have yours?
I have all my cards, yeah.
Yeah, I what have cards? Just...
Oh, like birthday cards.
Birthday cards, or, you know, if I was going on a trip from school, she would write something. Mm.
Or graduating.
Any card like that, you know.
Mm.
But also next to my bed, I also have this thing. I remember in fifth grade, you know, like in school, when it's what is it, parents?
Back to school night?
Yeah, back to, like, parents when they come in and go, listen, mm-hmm. I should know this stuff.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called, though. But when you go in and you check how your child's doing, yeah, and they have the student draw something or write something for the parent. I have mine from fifth grade where I wrote a note for my mom, and mom wrote something back. And I have that next to my bed as well.
Interesting.
I think you guys are lucky because you guys got those notes, because you guys were primarily, at least in college, or not really living at the house. So you got, my stuff is scattered more online. But the one thing that I mean, I have some, not nearly the collection you guys have, probably because I think with every parent, they start getting more tired as the kids go on. So, like, I have more pictures of Royal than all my other kids probably combined. But the one thing I do have of mom, and it's more of probably just a childhood memory, is those, well, I was going to say hideous, but they're not hideous, but those couches.
Mm. Yeah.
And my question, they're in my garage.
I know what you're talking about, because also that big painting.
I have that big painting, too.
Exactly.
And it's like, it really doesn't belong.
Doesn't fit anywhere. That's why I gave it to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure. But what do you do with that? I mean, am I supposed to hold it and pass it down? I mean,
I would.
Taj, it's so cumbersome. It's big, and it's funny because that's Francis Aspect. We're not getting rid of it.
Yeah,
but it's like the couch is so huge and it's so out of fashion, and so we may reupholster it. But
yeah,
even then, it's like, where does it go? It's not even comfortable.
No, it's not comfortable,
and it's probably, you know, I don't, it's not like it's trash. It's probably valuable. It's antique, but...
See, that, and that's the thing. So, what you hold on to and what you don't hold on to, because I felt like I was trying to hold on to every little thing I could. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But then I got to a place where, because I started thinking about all the stuff that I knew was out there that I should have, but I don't have because it got lost or taken away or whatever you want to call it, I started thinking, I don't have this stuff, but even worse, I don't have mom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when you compare a couch and mom, it's like if you lost mom, you lose the couch. You know what I mean? When you have something else to replace that, you know? That's how I think sometimes.
All right, let's take a phone call. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, TJ. This is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling about the topic.
Love it. What do you got for us, Alicia?
Well, my grandmother passed away in September. And for her funeral, my aunts wore her church hats because she was really big on church outfits and everything. Mm-hmm. So afterwards, my mom and aunts asked if any of her grandchildren wanted anything. So I told my mom that I wanted one of her hats because I have Women's Day at my church every year, and the color is always white. But so I took one of them. Mm. It's still at her house, but you know, that was one of the things that her grandchildren were given or asked if they wanted when she passed.
That's so awesome.
That's the one thing that I have of hers, as well as pictures and stuff that you guys were talking about earlier.
Yeah. So so basically once a year you're wearing this hat. Is that kind of right?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the plan.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then you're immediately brought to memories of her, and I think that's really cool. You know, and something like that makes. Thank you so much. Would you want to say something to
me? Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, how do you feel when you wear the hat or when you see the hat?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
It's actually still at her house. We still have her house. And Wednesday hasn't come up yet. Mm. But when I go back to her house, or my mom goes back, I will have her get it for me and bring it back to me so that I can wear it for Women's Day.
That's great.
That's cool.
Great.
Yeah. That's cool. And when you do, please call us back and let us know.
Yeah, okay, I will.
All right. Thank you so much, Alicia, for the phone call.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you.
You know, that's, and nice. That's cool. I mean, and something like that is cool because that turns into a tradition, you know, which even holds stronger meaning, you know. Any other type of mementos you guys have? I'm trying to think.
Since she brought up the hat, I have, and I keep it in my studio in the corner on my speaker, I have Uncle Michael's hat that I keep there. Just because I always want to feel like he's around. Mm-hmm. It's inspiring also, close by with music, but I do have that. And pictures as well, you know?
Yeah.
But that was a great story. I thank you for sharing.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's why that was, you know, what I was trying to get at with the topic.
Okay, well, we have another call, and who do we have on the line with this?
Oh, hi, it's Tiffany again.
How are you, Tiffany?
Hey, Tiffany.
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We are doing good.
I wanted to call in and contribute about the mementos.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, I have mementos from both of my parents because both my parents, unfortunately, are deceased.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
You were talking. Well, I know they're in a better place.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I know that you were talking about the hideous couch.
Yes.
I don't have an issue with my couch. I don't have an issue with my couch. But I kept my mother's bedroom set because I have a very special memory to it. She bought it when I was 5, and she said she wanted a pink set. And, you know, I ran off from her in the furniture store, and I found the only pink set in there, and she bought it.
Wow. Wow. So
yeah, and I still have it.
So what's the plan with the pink bed set? Is this something you're going to pass down to even your kids, or have you not even thought about that?
I don't have kids yet, but I use it now, like, as a vanity to do my makeup.
Oh, nice. So cool. That's so cool.
And I have my father didn't have it, but it was presented to me. He served during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was presented with a little folded flag. Now, that's something I'd like to pass down to my children one day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have it on the foot of his bed now, but I'm going to get, like, the little triangular case for it and, you know, put it up real nice.
Tiffany, make sure you do that. Don't lag on that, you know, because you want to make sure it's in good quality. Which reminds me of another thing. My brothers, all three of us, our Uncle Michael had, like, this cool poster of like all his different images, and he wrote such great messages to each one of us, and I think you could see it in one of the episodes of our TV show. You could probably see Terrell's in his studio. I'm gonna guess, But Terrell has his up in his studio framed. Nice. I think, Todd, yours is framed somewhere.
In my photo studio.
Mine was not framed. So now mine is like mine is like messed up. And it's not. I still have it, but it's not the same. So when you have
You can have it restored.
Yeah, it's got some tears and a lot of crinks, you know. I don't know that proper term, but it's not in mint condition like it should have been. And I just took it for granted. You know, Uncle Michael would do stuff like that for us all the time. So I never took any. You guys were older. You guys had an advantage. But my point.
Older and wiser. You can say it.
At that time, you were wiser. Maybe, but my point is take care.
Listen.
And my point is take care of your prized possessions and make sure they're secured really well. Because you don't want to be. You sound young. And you don't want to be. You know, 20, 30 years.
I'm 30.
Yeah, you sound young. 30's young.
Thank
but
you.
You don't want to be.
I hope I look young.
You don't want to be 20, 30 years down the road and you know, have any issues with that, with the flag or any of your mementos. So take care of them. That would be another big advice.
Mm-hmm. Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Because my friend keeps messaging me on Twitter while I'm talking. My friend Emma Taj, last week you told her happy birthday, and she keeps bothering me to say thank you to you, Taj, because you're her favorite.
Oh,
so I hope you're happy, Emma.
Thank you, Emma.
That's you, Emma. That's sweet. And good job, Taj. All right, Tiffany. Well, thank you so much for the phone call. And take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Take care of those mementos. Love you, too. Sweet. Tiffany's cool, man. She's got a good vibe. a good vibe. And you know what I love about Tiffany? She has two deceased parents.
Yeah.
And, she, you know, and when I mentioned that, I said, I'm sorry. She said, they're in a better place. And I love that answer and respect that. And it's just awesome. So, well done, Tiffany. Keep doing your thing. We got another phone call. Who do we have on the line right now?
Hi, this is Ebony.
How are you, Ebony?
Hi, I guess I just heard Tiffany so on the phone. So.
How are you doing?
So, I'm doing fine.
Good. Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I have my late father's leather briefcase.
Ooh, nice.
He was a social worker.
Mm. And what is that briefcase? Yeah. Where do you have it at? Is it in storage? Is it under your bed?
It's in my room.
Okay. Do you have it placed somewhere where you're seeing it a lot, or is it like in the closet?
Right now it's in the closet because I do plan on using it. Even though his name is on it, I feel like I should use it in some way.
Nice.
And you bring it real quick. We're going to come right back to you, Ebony, but you bring up a great point because the question is, do you use it or do you preserve it?
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing some research online and everyone was saying you use it.
I would use it.
So
if
it's something that you can use, you use it. So I love that. I think that's the right answer to use it if you can, Ebony.
Yeah, because I plan on being the elementary music teacher. Right now I'm working as a substitute teacher, so I'm working on that.
Good. What city are you from?
Beaumont, same as Tiffany.
Okay. I love it. Cool. Taj, Terrell, you look like you're going to say something, Taj.
No, I think that's really cool. I think definitely you use it. And is it a memory that you saw your dad using that a lot, like taking it to work every day? Or?
Well, he used it when, you know, he first became a social worker, got his first job. I was really young when he first got the job.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when he passed and we were getting this stuff together, my grandmother found it and she suggested that I take it.
Good.
Because she figured I'd have more reason to use it than anyone else. Even my mom said the same thing. So
I love it. I love it.
I do love that. That's a good story.
Cool. Thank you so much, Ebony, for the phone call.
Yeah, thank you.
One more thing.
Yeah, let's hear
I wanted to give a shout out to Ashley. She called the show last week and wanted to let Taj know that you're her favorite. So.
Wow. Ooh, Dr. Love in the house.
Gosh. Thank you. Thank you, Ashley.
So, yeah.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, Ebony.
Thank you, Ebony.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Sweet. Everyone seems so happy today. It's good.
It's a great mood today.
What
Optimistic.
Is it?
It's March 1st.
Is it the start of a new month?
Yep.
It's cool. I like it. I like it. Why are you smiling, Tim?
I'm just laughing. Because I felt that coming in. Good energy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. So let me ask you guys another question. What about mementos? You're in a bit of a different position, but as a father, do you try to keep stuff aside for your kids?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do you, something that you want to pass down, when do you do that? When is the time?
So what I've done, I've started making bins for each child. So in these bins, kind of like we had with our treasure chest, I'm doing bins, $7 bins at Costco. Yes. But they're actually pretty cool though. But I have bins for each child, and I'm putting all, you know, like what we had, I'm sure a lot of parents do, a lot of mementos of their lives in their bins. But I'm also occasionally putting stuff of mine in the bins that I'm not really utilizing anymore. So it could be an old phone. It could be
a phone.
Yeah, like a, I don't know.
What's your phone for?
You don't think that's pretty cool? I would think that's cool.
I guess if it's like,
does it have the contacts on
I mean, stuff like that. It's not cool. Or a wallet. Or
wallet. It's got to be personal.
Yeah, wallet. That is personal. That's something I used.
Do you have? That's something you can get on eBay.
No,
I don't know.
Phone? If I mean, what's it going to have? Is it connected still?
A Nokia phone?
Yeah. Know where. What are you going to do?
But if you knew it was mom's,
how would you know though?
Because if it was left for you,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm putting it in the storage room. I'm not just.
But here's the problem: you can't use that.
Yeah, I know. I know that one you can't use. But there's other stuff from even clothes.
Okay.
You know, like, or my hat of when I was coaching Royals team.
You know what would be better would be to leave like a tape recorder and like a message.
Yeah, that would be cool.
See, that I can understand where, like, if like you press play and there's a message.
But then why not just do it on YouTube?
Because what if YouTube's
not around
in 20 years?
YouTube's not going nowhere, man. Did you see, oh, this is off topic, so I won't bring it up. But there, real quick, I don't like to, you know, tease our audience.
But you're going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do it real quick. They're doing a Google TV where it's basically Google's going to be like a cable network. It looked pretty good. Yeah. But Google's not going anywhere. But why not do it like, why burden them with the physical aspect? Why not just do tape a recording and send it to them?
Put it in the internet world?
Yeah, you can as well. Then they can see it maybe earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
But so then everybody,
imagine if like if there's a message from mom or something that we just found, came across. Well, that would have been awesome.
I don't have like a private, like secret message. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But I did keep my answering machine back in the days when they had answering machines. I have my answering machine tape, and it actually has a lot of the recordings from when mom passed, people calling, but it also has mom's,
that's actually really
my last
cool.
call from mom.
And that's
leaving a message?
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing, you know, when people ask what I regret, that was the one thing I regret is I erased.
Taj.
That night I erased all my messages of, you know, to leave
make
room.
Space.
To leave, make space. And that was the one regret I have is not having those messages.
But Taj, you, first of all, you can't think of it as a regret because who would have known?
It's not who would have. It just would have been nice. You know what I mean?
No, like I'm not saying who would have known. I'm just saying there's no way you would have known to not do that.
No.
You know what
in
I mean?
Hindsight, yeah.
In hindsight. But
it's still a regret. You know, you still can regret it. I mean, I do regret it. I remember, frankly, when I pressed erase.
I don't know if you can regret something you didn't know was going to be bad.
I don't know.
I don't think you can. That's a topic I'm tough on myself. I'd love to have a conversation with someone.
In hindsight, I should have known.
You can't know. Well, you needed to create space, so you made space. You didn't know that the next day you would wish you didn't do it.
Well, to be really frank about what I've learned and what's really interesting is I save a lot of random voice messages now.
Well, now it's a click.
Huh?
It's just a drag and drop to save. Before, it was a much more crazy process.
Yeah.
You had to buy a new disc, and you did the right thing. Man.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take another phone call. Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Sequoia.
What is up, Sequoia? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well.
We're doing great. Thank you.
We're doing well. What do you have for us?
As the mementos, after my grandma had passed and the family was kind of going through her stuff, seeing what was it they want, I had kept some of her clothes and my mom had got her hair rollers. And I would sometimes take my grandmother's hair rollers and smell them. They smell just like her. Mm. And it always, like, relaxes me.
Nice. See, and in Sequoia's situation, do you use it, Sequoia?
No, I don't, but I just like smelling them.
See, and in her situation, I think it's better to preserve because she's using it for a different, she's getting more out of it than just the practical purpose. She's getting a smelling, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I think make sure you preserve it, and that's a really cool story. I like that. Thanks,
Sequoia. I actually kept some of her hair rollers, and I passed it back because my mom has started using them, and they don't smell like my grandmother anymore. Mm-hmm. I had got upset by that, but I'm glad I had kept some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
And also,
go ahead.
Tell was talking about keeping an answering machine, mm-hmm. and that kind of reminded me. I had kept my grandma singing happy birthday to me on my voicemail. I might have had deleted it like a while ago, but I used to listen to it all the time.
Oh,
did it help a lot listening to it?
Yeah, it definitely did. I love listening to her voice. And it's like now at night when I pray, it's like I can feel her like right next to me praying with me.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, thank you so much for the call, Sequoia.
Oh, and one more thing.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Those are my friends who are calling saying how much they love Tosh, but I just want to say, TJ, you're actually my favorite. And I would talk about you all the time, and I would get to the point I start saying Tito Joe instead of TJ because I just love your name.
You love Tito Joe?
Yes, really? I really love that name.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Sequoia. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was very sweet. Take care of yourself, all right, Sequoia?
You too.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too. Take care of yourself. Sweet.
That's
great. Sweet. What was I going to say? I blinked.
I got sidetracked. It's okay, Tito Joe.
I got sidetracked. Dang it. I wanted to comment on something, but I can't remember.
Here's a question. Do you guys, I know you said you started making a bin and all that stuff, but do you guys keep like mementos of people that are living, like to just not in case or whatever, but have you noticed that you start doing that
now, looking back, you're saying now?
Yeah. Like just because mom was so sudden, losing her was so mm-hmm. sudden, do you feel like you collect stuff of other people, you know, that are important to you, just and keep it as a memento in hindsight, not in hindsight, but you know what I mean.
To be proactive kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of proactive, to have something of theirs or whatever. Because I do.
Do you talk?
Yeah, I have stuff of people, yeah.
That's interesting. You never even thought about that like that.
For your saving? Like you save it for you?
I have stuff of of people that are important to me. I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to like put anything out there. But there's people that are very important to me that I've collected, like as I said, graduation letters or something like that. Hmm. Like when they thanked me, but when they congratulated me for graduating or something that they wrote. Or Uncle Michael was very good at that. Uncle Michael collected a lot of our stuff and for safekeeping. I just do that. I don't know why.
Well, I collect things. Yeah. Like, I've been going through my storage, and I have all my cards, people telling me congratulations for graduating high school. Mm-hmm. But I haven't really kept them for the reason of preserving it for them. It's more preserving it for me, if that makes sense.
No, mine would be preserving it for me as well. I'm not collecting it for them. I'm collecting it.
But not necessarily, when I say for them, I mean not preserving it for, in case they're not here one day to see what they wrote. It's more just to see what they wrote for that occasion of mine that happened.
Got it.
That's different than yours?
I save a lot of stuff as well. Probably too much.
Yeah.
It's never too much.
It is, Taj.
It can be.
It can.
I don't know.
You don't want to burden your kids with mountains of stuff to get through.
It goes back and forth. I mean, I don't know. There's certain things that I know that we had at the house, the old house, that I wish we had of mom stuff, and I know that it's out there floating in the universe.
Can you think of anything?
It's not. You know what's funny? It's not even stuff that is valuable. It's more stuff that mom, that was personal to mom, that or that is a good memory of mom.
Right.
You know, we fought so hard for that. I don't want to say stupid, but that stupid Gizmo doll. You know.
Right.
You know,
right,
that
right,
was on her bed every day. That Gizmo doll that we gave her.
Right, right.
You know, that showed up at an auction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we that Gizmo doll, because they lied and said it was given to Uncle Michael's by Steven Spielberg, you know, that was an expensive Gizmo doll that we had to pay. You know. But to us it was very sentimental. And I'm holding on to a lot of stuff just for us. The three mm-hmm. of us in general, because I know you guys, you know, don't like to hold on to stuff. You guys,
I actually have a lot of stuff.
No, you do, because under your house you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I put a lot.
But this guy right here, you know, I don't trust him. He looks at me.
Don't give anything.
I was gonna say, you know, have a copy if you're gonna give something.
By the way, I have a whole box of VHS tapes
that are mine.
Yeah,
just bring them. I'd love to have them.
You don't want those, right?
I'll go through them.
You will?
Really? It depends what they are.
No, they're like regular movies.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, so can we throw that away?
Throw them away. If it's regular movies, throw them away. But if it's like a
video, it's
a VHS and me playing baseball, of course, please.
No, I have. I have a lot of footage. I take a lot. I document a lot.
Well, please get rid of it. So I'm going to. Tarj is asleep at the wheel with the social media.
Tarj's
so
been talking. Don't do that.
I'm going to. There's a quote from Toria that I thought was really.
Which one? There's.
Do which? Yeah, she does have a couple. But there's this one in particular. I'm going to read. When someone you love becomes a memory, that memory becomes a treasure.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, no, I'm not going to say it, but I think that's really cool. I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, Tarj, well, not you. You need to have kids already. But Terrell, is there anything like you're putting aside specifically for certain, like I think women... You know, I think their wedding dress is a big thing.
Right.
But there's not really anything for male. I guess it used to be
watches and stuff.
Who's going to wear an antique watch over the new Apple iWatch?
A lot of people want the cool watch.
I mean, I guess for an important thing or a ring or something. But is there anything in particular you're holding for your boys?
Probably watches.
Do you guys have your graduation ring?
That's where I was going.
Graduation
ring. Oh, you know what? I do have my graduation ring. I just saw that recently.
Nice for one of your kids.
I haven't. It has a little 16 in it with the baseball. I just saw that. It fits on my pinky though.
Yeah, that might be something.
Yeah,
cool.
I just saw that.
I don't have
That's
one.
That's interesting.
I never got one. And then there's another tweet from Myra that I thought was cool. She says, "My father still has my mother's voice on his voicemail. She passed away 4 years ago, and sometimes I just call to hear my mom."
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So I think, and what's cool is it's a comforting thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mementos and hearing the voice. And we had Sequoia with the tape that she had, Myra chiming in. And I think being able to have something, you know, tangible, really. I mean, even though the tape isn't tangible, but something that's very clear. What's the word I'm looking for?
It brings back memories.
Yeah.
I think memories is what we miss when we miss someone, as well as the comfort. We miss the memory of them.
So as a living person, as a youngster or whatever you want to call me, I should be taking the initiative and really trying to preserve strong memories for my loved ones.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier nowadays because you have, I mean, the opportunities are there because everyone walks around with the phone that you can record. You could take pictures. You could record. Back then, growing up with us, you know, it was.
But is it easier though? Because a lot of times the stuff gets erased quicker.
Yeah, it depends.
You know?
But you can do it so quickly. I mean, having a camera.
Video
camera back in the day.
In theory,
and carrying it everywhere. You didn't carry your camera every day with you everywhere you went.
I get it, but in theory, it should be easier. But I don't think Royal saves anything. I don't think these kids save anything. They don't think
they probably expect it's going to be in the cloud or something, and they don't realize it. That's not.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you're able to take videos, like when Joe or Didi has tennis matches.
Yeah.
I'm sure you just film a little bit.
Yeah, I do.
Whereas before, it's probably not.
I actually started posting on their little social sites. They don't even know that they have them, just so that it gets preserved.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Deirdre, we have you on the phone. Right. Is that right?
Hi, TJ. How y'all?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Kind of missing my dad thanks to this show.
Oh. What you got for us, Deirdre?
I have a collection of pictures of my dad that, like, my family members, they want pictures of them. And I don't know if I should give them to them because they don't give them back. What should I do in that situation?
I'm going to tell you what you should do. You answered it yourself. Don't give it to them. I would make copies. No, you make copies. Go to Kinko's.
Don't make copies and give them the copies.
To me, you told me all I needed to hear. You have them, and you there's a fear you're not going to get them back. And it's your dad, and I would keep them.
I'll do that.
Yeah, I think especially because you know that they're going to be safe with you. And that you cherish him. So I would just make copies of them.
Are these pictures that you just want for yourself? That you don't want to make copies?
They're pictures that I either took to my dad. I was like really young, 13. I either took the pictures or either I'm in a picture with him. And that's why I try to keep them. It's only like 5 or 10.
You keep them, huh?
No, I think. Yes, yeah, it's not a lot of pictures, but those are my pictures I go to when I'm missing them.
Yeah.
You keep them. Look at them.
You got to keep them. Don't even feel bad keeping them. That's my opinion. I mean, there's so many ways to make copies now, and you can even make them files. You know, you can turn them into files and email them. And that's that. But those are your pictures, and they're doing something for you, so I would keep them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I definitely will.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Deirdre, for your phone call.
Thank you, Deirdre.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
Love you.
Love you, too.
I will.
All righty.
I have a question.
Yeah, you definitely.
Piggybacking on that call.
Yes.
Let's say I won't use her, I'll use me. Let's say I have pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Special pictures, and I don't want other people to have them. Is that selfish of me?
No.
No.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm one of those guys, if you don't know, it don't hurt you.
But what if I have a picture of Mom,
mm-hmm,
and you want it?
But how do I know if I want it?
You've seen it in my house.
And I've said I want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's mine, and I don't want to make copies. I would make copies for you guys. But
yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Then that's different. If you're showcasing it and I've seen and it's nothing personal for you.
Before, it's like, no. Here's what I'm saying. If I have a picture that's special, and I don't want like 5,000 copies out there or whatever, I don't want 10 copies, 15, I don't want it floating around. I want it to be special. Because if I give you a copy, who's to say you won't
make
a copy?
So
or whatever.
I say it like this. If it's a picture of you and Mom, that's your choice. That's the way I see it. If I've come to your house and commented that is such a cool picture, you should, as her son as well, you should share that picture. Now, if I'm
should want to share.
You should. If I'm a friend or a cousin, it's like, you know, it's
right.
I still think it's your decision. Maybe I'm wrong in that, but
it's hard because a lot of our pictures that were personal have been all over the internet. Mm-hmm. So
when I heard the phone call, that's what I was asked. I was thinking because she said a lot of family or friends, I forget which one, wanted a picture of her father, and I was thinking if she didn't want to give it to them, would that be selfish? You know, but I don't think so. If it's something special for her that she wants to keep for herself.
If it's something that she needs and it's special for her, and it, I would keep it.
It's doing something for her.
Yeah.
So keep it. That's my take.
We have an internet question that is very important from Gigi.
Yes.
She wants to know, do you guys save your supporters / fans cards and gifts?
Yes. Not all of them, but yes.
The answer is yes.
The vast I have been.
That's why we have storage spaces.
Yeah,
and you know what? That's
we love it.
Frustrating thing because, luckily, we got it back. But remember, I forget which package it came in. But remember, we got a lot of fan stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had made booklets for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we saved it and put it in storage, and that was one of the things we lost as well. But we do. We save a lot of that stuff.
Those are memories, and they're good memories and great memories. And so Yeah, definitely save those and read them occasionally as well.
Yeah, and I save them, and I actually, there's some cool little, like, everything from flags and banners to pictures and paintings.
To mugs. Mugs are hard, by the way, to transport, so
that's the only thing. Yeah, but you could still do that. And what I was going to say is I'm still going through a lot of stuff of mine, and actually I just posted something from a fan from literally, I think, I've got to be 20 years ago on my Instagram. Nice. I think it's my second to last post. It's from a fan from 20 years ago going through some of the fan
mail. That's cool.
And one of those things where I didn't want it to just disappear, so I took a picture and posted it. And it's an amazing, talented artist. Don't know who, but we save that stuff.
Yes.
We save that stuff.
For sure.
We are out of time, fellas. We're out of time. So, yeah, but thank you guys. Not you two.
I was going to say, wow.
I looked up.
Forget
I
you.
I did, too. I was like,
me? I'm not thanking you two.
This is a good day.
Guys, don't thank me. Why should I thank you?
Very positive vibes.
I'm saying thank you to our listeners and our callers, especially for calling in and contributing. We are here every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you found our program helpful and can afford to do so, please go to DDJF and support the foundation. Any donation amount helps us support those in need. I won't be here. TJ Jackson won't be here next week. But Taj and Terrell are going to be ready. They're already smiling.
Got a special show coming.
They got a special show. They say it's going to be the best show ever. No, but that's pretty much it. We just want to thank you guys for all your support. And I guess the theme of today is hold on to those mementos. And if they're doing something for you, treasure them. Well, treasure them anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and if
you never know.
You never know. Exactly. Thank you guys so much, and take care of yourself.
Have a good week.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.